Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It seems like the Science Cafe has taken root across the Sacramento area, providing a space to learn about cutting-edge research in an approachable way. The Davis Science Cafe at the G Street Wonder Bar has long been a space to talk about science outside of the classroom. Earlier this year, the Elk Grove Science Cafe launched at A Seat at the Table Books. Now, demand has grown so much that a new event is opening in the capital city. It is called Sacramento Science on Tap and is taking place next Tuesday, September 9th at New Helvetia in downtown. Vanessa Richardson is with California Groundbreakers and Nick Gray is with Capital Science Communicators, or CapSciComm, which organized the event and which has become a tradition in the region. The first guest is Jared Shaw, a chemistry professor at UC Davis and the founder of the Davis Science Cafe. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you for having us.
Great to be
here.
Good
to see you again, Vicky.
So, Vanessa, I want to start with you. For those who haven't heard of California Breakers, tell us about your organization.
So California Groundbreakers is basically what Cap Radio Live was supposed to be. I started doing events in San Francisco at the Commonwealth Club, and I came back to Sacramento, my hometown, and I was wondering, could we have an events venue like that, where we could do a whole range of talks from science to psychology to arts and so forth? So I just put together a test pilot on arts, and 250 people showed up. So I thought, there's people like me who have big brains and want to know, want to ask questions. So this is before the pandemic, 2016, and I did a range of topics, and I just put together like a 501c3 so I could get funding and so forth, and called it California Groundbreakers because there's so many groundbreaking things happening here in California and so many interesting people. And I wanted to have them come and talk over a cocktail or a beer or wine about what they were doing and have us ask them questions and then get to interact with each other. So obviously the pandemic put a little kibosh on that. But Ruth Stoller, the owner, J.E. Pano, called me up last year and said, we need that again, and I'll offer my space for you downtown. So I started doing salon talks in September, and California Groundbreakers is the umbrella organization. It's still around, but I had gone to England last year and took a class on the Age of Enlightenment, and I realized that a lot of these big ideas on everything from, you know, the rights of man to science came from talks in living rooms in Paris salons. So I'm like, I'm going to call it the Enlightenment Salon. And so the topics have ranged from science to beer to philosophy cafe talks and now science.
Have you been to the Science Cafe in Davis or Elk Grove?
I actually went to the Sac Science Distilled at Old Ironsides before the pandemic. So that's where someone who hated biology and chemistry in high school realized, oh, science is really interesting.
Yeah. Science is cool out of the classroom. Yeah, without
the pressure of
homework.
Yes.
And grades and term papers and all of that stuff.
Yes.
Well, Nick, you joined us earlier this year to launch the Elk Grove Science Cafe. But for those who are just learning about CapSciComm, what does your group do?
Capital Science Communicators is it's a social and professional community of practice for anybody who considers themselves a communicator of science. It's a pretty broad umbrella. It could be journalists, educators, writers, creatives who are, you know, in the practice of communicating other people's science, or scientists who want to better communicate their own science. It's a pretty broad community. And CapSciComm just simply tries to serve as a sort of hub for all of these people to come together and share professional resources and network and make things like growing a sort of circuit of science cafes in the capital region happen, which we're really thrilled to see.
What has the reaction been like to the Elk Grove Science Cafe?
It's been great. I've been in touch with Catherine, the organizer there, ever since it launched back in April. And I live in Davis. I've made it to a few down in Elk Grove here and there, and they've been really well attended. It's the great thing about science cafes, you know, the venue and the organizers, everything is a little bit different. And so each science cafe kind of has its own vibe, has its own, atmosphere. But the overarching kind of goal is that there's this just engaging location for for connecting with scientists and researchers who are really right in your own backyard. You might not even realize what's going on. So it's a great way to learn. And like Vanessa said, engage directly with scientists.
Yeah, they might be your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Bump into them at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Putting some gas in your car. And this all starts with you, Jared. You started the Davis Science Cafe. I remember when you were on Insight for the 100th Science Cafe. Just remind us, why did you start this to begin with?
Yeah, it's an interesting story. It's a little long. I'll keep it short. I actually wrote a grant for the National Science Foundation when I was first at UC Davis. I joined UC Davis in 2007. I was writing this grant in, I believe, 2008 or 9. And I wanted to have a public outreach component. And the goal at the time was to have displays, exhibits on chemistry in the UC Davis Arboretum. And the woman I worked with at the time, this would be a better story if I remembered her name and I could give a little plug, but this was at the UC Davis Arboretum. And she said, you should have an accompanying science cafe for this. And I was like, wow, what is that? I've never heard of it. And so she described it to me and I looked it up, and we had an annual event for a while. And then for the next round of funding that I applied for, I decided to transform it into a more typical monthly event that was broader with regard to science and not centered around, you know, sort of the activities I was involved in the Arboretum. So I think in 2012, in the fall, it launched as a monthly event, and we've been monthly ever since with a little break for the pandemic.
Yeah. Well, over a decade now. How does it feel that the Science Cafe has these satellite locations in Elk Grove and now Sacramento?
You know, it's awesome. It's great to see more Science Cafes pop up. I think it's wonderful. Until we have maybe one every night in a 10-mile radius, we're not even approaching market saturation. So honestly, the more the merrier. I'm happy to be involved and happy to participate when they get launched.
Yeah. And as is tradition, you're the inaugural speaker for this Science Cafe in Sacramento. Your topic next week, it is Tuesday, September 9th, is going to be about chemical tinker toys. Can you give us a preview of what you're going to be talking about?
Yeah, run a laboratory at UC Davis that works on synthetic organic chemistry. And this is the chemistry that builds molecules that are important for life processes. The students who do research in my lab go on to work for drug companies pretty often. And to explain organic chemistry, I really like the tinker toy analogy because it really is the science of being able to build molecules. And you really are connecting balls with sticks. And I'll demonstrate this sort of in my talk. If I can find some tinker toys, to be honest, it's not a common toy anymore. I used to have a set for my daughter that I would bring in, and those are long gone. And I'm having trouble locating a tinker toy set, but I'll make do with something.
So if someone's listening to this, they're like, oh, this seems interesting. I want to go, but maybe it's not for me. What is the audience like when at one of these science cafes, especially since you have, you know, many under your belt?
I think what they all have in common is that it's a broad swath of the community. We do have young people that come in that are just interested in finding out more about science. We have, you know, retirees. It's a common event if you want to just go stay active, learning about new things, and everyone in between. We did one survey of demographics for Davis Science Cafe a number of years back, and I was kind of surprised that it was pretty flat across the age group from, say, 20 to 80. There were people from the whole group, so the whole sort of spread of ages, and then also people from lots of different backgrounds. Certainly people with a science background are welcome at Science Cafe if they want to learn a little more science, but obviously people with no science background whatsoever are also welcome, and we always encourage speakers to make sure that that audience feels welcome and can hear about science in an accessible format.
I'm curious, given that during this time with the Trump administration, there are cuts to funding for research and for academics, does the importance for science cafes like this, does it deepen, does it change, does it evolve in this climate?
I mean, I could take a crack at that and just say, absolutely. We're always constantly advocating for, you know, support of basic science, of science that is not necessarily applied, not necessarily for profit, but is just there to access new knowledge. And I've been making that argument ever since the first Science Cafe, that it really we're there to demystify what's going on in these buildings that are doing research with taxpayer dollars. Why is it important for this to be part of what the public supports?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, out of sight, out of mind is a common phrase for a reason, and I think the more that we can do to get scientists and the scientific research that's going on in front of the lay public, and they gain a greater appreciation for not only the amazing science that's being done, but what it takes to support that scientific quest is critically important. So the science cafes are a great way to do that.
So Vanessa, is this going to be a one and done next Tuesday, or is it going to be a monthly recurring event?
No, the plan is to make it monthly. I'll be working with Nick on topics and possibly other venues. And yeah, we plan to keep it going.
Yeah, I would mention just like make sure everybody's marking their calendars. So the Elk Grove Science Cafe is tonight down in Elk Grove at A Seat at the Table Books. And there's a Sac State professor speaking at that cafe tonight on the psychology of happiness. So it'd be and then Davis Science Cafe is next Wednesday.
Yep, and we have someone from the Department of Entomology and Nematology talking about ants.
Wonderful. So in the span of 10 days, you can go to 3 science cafes. That's pretty awesome within a short drive. Vanessa, Nick, and Jared, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks Always glad us. To be here.
Vanessa Richardson is with California Groundbreakers. Nick Gray is with Capital Science Communicators, CapSciComm. And Jared Shaw is a UC Davis chemistry professor and the host of Davis Science Cafe, also the founder. We've been talking about the launch of Sacramento Science on Tap, which will be held next Tuesday, September 9th at New Helvetia in downtown. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky, Jen Picard, and Greg Michek. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.